Can we sing that again? One more time. Wonderful. Isn't his name wonderful? Isn't his name great? Isn't his name powerful? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's so wonderful to see what we have here tonight. Family. I want to give honor and thanks where it's due. Pastor Harry and Bishop, he could not be here, but I'd like to give thanks to him. And Pastor Harry, I'd like to thank both of them for showing support throughout this entire process. You have been a blessing, and I thank you for that. Brother Cole, thank you for helping propel Kanan and I into our ministry. We have been truly blessed by you. And I thank you for the time you've sown into us. I hope this message touches you all just as much as it has touched me. Touched my spirit, and I hope it touches yours just as much. You all may be seated. You don't have to stand, but I'm just going to read through the scripture. Genesis 32, 22 to 30. That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons and crossed the ford of Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. It's very important that he sent over his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go until you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. The man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then blessed him there. So Jacob called that place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." The date was January 25th, 2017. It was early in the morning. I brushed my teeth, made sure they were shined just right, made sure my morning had a very key component in it, that being an amazing breakfast. I had the bowl of frosted mini wheats with the milk. I had to make sure I looked just great, just in case someone being there for the first time got the right impression of me. Made sure I had the dress shoes shined up and ready for the lace-up. I couldn't leave anything to chance. I had to look great. Turned on the TV to the news first, the video game being the next. NBA 2K17, that was one of the most fun games I had inside of my arsenal. And I could have captured my, and that could have captured my attention for days. As I went through the game, I was dunking like Shaq and crossing like Iverson. Sadly, my game time was cut short. Mom was ready. Walking out to the car, I heading to the passenger, mom asks me the question, would you like to drive today? As excitement flows through me, I try to say yes while being calm and collected. I say, yes. So we're on our trip about 20 minutes in, and all I remember is mom screaming my name as we flew through the air for a brief second. The seconds felt like years, and suddenly we crashed into a tree at 55 miles per hour on Route 3. I can show you that exact area, and what I will tell you while being there is that is my Peniel. I saw God face to face, and yet was spared. Mount Vernon, I want to ask you, where is your Peniel? My amazing mother and I share the same Peniel. That is where we have seen God face to face, and yet by the grace of God, we were spared. Gavin Cole's story is different than the shared experience of my mom and I. He happened to be in Missouri at college and was on a basketball court. His heart went into cardiac arrest right in the middle of shooting a three-point shot. He fell down onto the hardwood floor and was there for 15 to 20 minutes without oxygen. Finally, they got him to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. The college students were praying and interceding in that time because of their prayers. And by the grace of God, he is able to serve Connect Student Ministries in the UPCI today. Peggy Dial, my grandmother, was near Beach City along Route 250, and she was stopped on a bridge. She was talking on a CB radio to a semi-truck driver who was driving an 18-wheeler at 50 miles per hour. As he was driving across some railroad tracks, and his brakes had just completely been lost, he said, "Peggy, I'm about to lose my brakes, and I'm about to hit you." My grandmother had told me, she said, that the name only that could do anything at that point, Jesus. Then suddenly, she felt a light tap on the back of her car, and the semi had only hit her at 20 miles per hour. No real damage, no injuries, besides a broken taillight. Ladies and gents, for us to have our breakthrough, it's important for us to have our Peniel. Jacob left the father-in-law's house, and the angel of God met him, and Jacob's response was, "This is the camp of God." The passage gives us no more information as to what was said during the meeting, but we do know Jacob had a bit of a guilty conscience. He had to place his steps carefully and had to think strategically. So he sent messengers to his brother Esau with the message, "This is what you're going to say to my lord Esau. Your servant Jacob says, I have been staying with Laban, and I have remained there till now. I have cattle and donkeys, sheep and goats, male and female servants, all the fixings. Now I'm sending this message to my lord that I may find favor in your eyes. Plan A, flattery, and we'll see how this pans out." Messengers come back and says, "Esau's on his way with 400 men. So out of fear, he resorted to plan B. Let's split the wives and kids up into two groups. And if Esau kills one group, well, at least we still have the other half who can escape." The deception not only affected his timeline, but his family's. All right. Side one, Rachel. Side two, Leah. Side one, Joseph. Side two, Reuben. Side one, Judah. Side two, Simeon. Side one, Levi. Side two, Naphtali. And the list could go on. Then he prayed and asked God to save him from his brother and reminded God about what he had said to him. I will surely make you prosper and will make your descendants like the sand of the sea, which cannot be counted. Then gives a gift, which happened to be a long list of animals, which he has servants send to his brother with a specific message. If Esau asks, who are you? Where are you going? And why do you have this many animals? It was a lot. They belong to your servant Jacob, who sent these as a gift. He's coming behind us. His thought was, maybe if I send these, we will be cool when we see each other. So he sent the gifts along and spent the night in the camp. That night he got up and sent his family over the river, along with his possessions. He was left alone and wrestled with the angel of God until daybreak. The angel knew he couldn't beat him, so he took a cheap shot and hit him right in the socket of his leg and strained it. The angel said, let me go. It's daybreak. Jacob wouldn't stop and said, not until you bless me. If you're desperate for your blessing, you don't care what song Sister Harry chooses. If you're desperate, you don't care what the person beside you is doing. If you're desperate, you don't care who else is watching. I remember a time at preview weekend for Urshan College. We had arrived there, and I was quite unsure what to expect. To test the waters, I went to a place that I love seeing and being every time I go to a new place, their library. There was a vast majority of books. I could have stayed there in that point in time reading, and I would be content. But I had this feeling like I was looking for something. That night, I walked into service, and I felt the presence of God just so heavy. During that service, I wanted to interact and immerse myself into his spirit and presence, but felt nothing. The speaker spoke a wonderful message, and it touched me, but there was still a point of desperation that I had felt. So I had went to the altar call, and I knew I needed my blessing. So I went to the altar with everyone and had began to just expose myself to God slowly. And tears began to stream down my face. Then I laid myself down on the floor. And as soon as I did, I started to bawl my eyes out, crying out to God, God, where are you? As soon as I got off the floor, the roommate that was hosting me, Ethan Miller, came over and prayed over me and said, you cannot deal with your situation on your own. You need to give it over to God because he has already won the battle and claimed the victory. I was desperate, and so is Jacob. So the angel says, what is your name? Jacob. That moment was so pivotal as to how that moment with God would leave him. It showed for him to realize that what he truly needed to do was surrender himself to God. One of the best ways for us to surrender is to submit to your spiritual authority. Then the angel said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. Jacob said, please, tell me your name. But the angel replied, why do you ask my name? And had blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, it's because I saw God face to face. and yet my life was spared. As he passed Peniel, he was limping because of his hip. Something that stood out to me in the passage was how he left when he was walking. Scripture reads that he was limping as he passed out of his point of Peniel. It's important for us as we leave our Peniel that we leave changed. Our worship should be changed. Our walk should be changed. We need to leave changed. You could stand with me. Jacob was known as the deceiver, but with his faith and persistence, God gave him a new name, Israel. God doesn't let us forget our past because he doesn't want us to forget where we came from. After our breakthrough, it's important that we leave changed and just don't leave from the way we came from. If you could come to the altar, it may not look pretty. Some may have to go to battle over fear, anxiety, past hurt, or pain. Some might have to tear some things down, but it's important that we fight because we need to leave changed.